This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can, otherwise just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can envision reality with the eyes of your heart. And take in a deep breath, in through your nose if you can, sending the air deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, see if you can have your out-breath be a little longer than your in-breath. And notice the feeling of relaxation that begins to fill your entire body by breathing this way. Deep breath in through your nose. Breathing out this sense of letting go. Feeling all the muscles in your body letting go of tightness and tension with each out-breath. Breathing in this breath of life that God gives you. And as you breathe out, focusing your mind on feeling your entire body from within. Being aware of the presence of your body. And feeling your body let go of tightness. Feeling clenched muscles release everywhere in your body. Each out-breath, your body is softening, easing, dropping toward the ground, falling down because you no longer have to hold yourself up. Let go of holding yourself up. Every cell in your body, letting go. Every muscle, letting go. And you can feel the sense of letting go when you focus your mind on it. And feeling that sense brings more and more relaxation into your entire body. Focus your mind on feeling relaxation in your entire body. Relax. Let go. Breathing in deeply through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, feel that sense of letting go everywhere in your body. You may or may not know of these places you can go. They're saline tanks where you can get into a kind of pod and float in salt water. The water is at the temperature of your body. The light is calm. The mood is very relaxing. And neurologists say that when they hook up sensory to the body, when you float, so to speak, in salt water, that is at the temperature of your body, something about it dramatically lowers your heart rate and sense of stress in your body. Well, we don't have to actually do it. We can imagine it. I've never been in a saline tank, but I can imagine my body floating in salt water that's at 98.6 degrees or whatever. And there's a sense, they say, which you feel like your body has become the water. You can imagine this. Your body is floating in salt water at the temperature of your body, and your body is becoming like the water. You don't feel the boundaries of your skin because the water is the same temperature and you're floating in it. Imagine this. Take in a deep breath in through your nose into your belly. And imagine your body is floating in salt water, the same temperature of your body, and every muscle in your body feels like it's floating into the water. There's the sense of total relaxation. You don't have to hold yourself up. You're floating. Your body has become like water. And you are totally relaxed. Feel that sense filling your entire body, using your imagination. Feel that sense of your body floating, your body completely relaxing, letting go. Every muscle floating into the water. Don't let your breath become shallow. Breathe deeply in through your nose into your belly. And breathe out this longer out-breath. While you focus your mind on feeling your body from within, floating, relaxing, letting go. Often tension comes in our lives when there's a kind of incongruency in our thoughts about God, ourselves, our day, our lives, our relationships. One of the things the Bible tells us is that the devil, which just means the slanderer in the language the Bible was written, the slanderer is always bringing slanderous thoughts into our mind about God, accusing God of not being trustworthy. We can't trust his promises. We can't trust his will for our lives. We can't trust that he's good. His will is good. He's not here. He's not in control. One way or another, that kind of slander hits our minds in moments when we need to trust in God, but we instead doubt. We believe the slander, or at least the slander is causing tension, anxiety. Or it might be slander about ourselves. We're not in the story God says we are. We're not people who have a relationship with God. We can't be certain that we are inside the promises of God. Maybe we have blown it, forfeited it, walked away from it, and we can't figure out how to get back in. That's a form of slander that makes you trust in yourself instead of all that God is for you in Jesus. One way or another, slander is trying to bring separation, a sense of anxiety, stress, into your body, into your mind, into your heart. And so Ephesians 6, Paul says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, the slanderer's schemes. And so that's an imagery. This full armor of God is a Roman soldier in battle. And Paul says in verse 17 as a piece of imagery, he says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Just imagine that. That's all imagery. The imagery is our primary weapon against the slanderer's slander in our lives is to speak or meditate on truth from God's word. That God's word is a weapon against slander. God's promises, God's truth is our offensive weapon against the devil's slander. In the Gospels, we read that the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness. And in all three temptations, Jesus resisted the slanderer by quoting from God's word. So when the devil tempted Jesus to turn a stone into bread because Jesus was hungry and he couldn't trust God, he had to take matters into his own hands. Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, when Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." That is all imagery. Every word that comes from the mouth of God being like the bread of life. What Jesus is saying is, why would I turn a stone into bread when I can live on what I really need? And that's every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is what we're doing in each episode of this podcast. When you meditate on the promises of God's word, it's like you're eating the bread of life. You're eating from the tree of life. You're feeding your soul, your entire self, your eternal self, from every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says that's like the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. This is how you defeat slander in your life. Defeat doubt about God's character, trustworthiness, will for you, is by quoting from his word against the slander. So Jesus says, it is written. And we can say, it is written, God's word, and all that he is for me in Jesus, that's my bread of life. That's the food for my entire self. I live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's my food. That feeds my soul. So take a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, imagine with your biblically guided imagination, your bread of life, your food, is every word that comes from the mouth of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's the sword in your hand against the devil's schemes, the slanderer's schemes in your life. That's your confidence. You're resting. You defeat anxiety and stress, the angst that comes from the devil's schemes, the slanderer's schemes, by embracing every word that comes from the mouth of God as your bread of life. So put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.